Former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is famous, or infamous rather, for holding exactly zero press briefings during her tenure. But she was one of a handful of aides who, in different capacities, lasted the entire 4 years of the Trump presidency. She's got a new book out. It is called I'll Take Your Questions Now. In it, she describes the Trump White House as chaotic and full of infighting. NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe has read the book and is here to tell us more. Hi, Ayesha.
Good morning.
Does the world need another tell-all about the Trump White House? I understand you can't really answer that question, but I will rephrase. What stands out to you about this latest one?
Well, there have been a bunch, to be clear. But what stood out about this one is that in a White House famous for its turnover, people would be there today, gone tomorrow. Stephanie Grisham was able to stick around. She was very close to the First Lady, who was very private and was involved in the inner circle in a way that very few other people were. She saw Trump with world leaders and the relationship between Trump and the First Lady, and was there for all the controversies, from the biggest one, like COVID, to some of the very smallest, like the time Trump drew that storm path on a hurricane map and it became known as Sharpiegate. And she stayed almost until the very bitter end. She quit only after January 6th.
So she, unlike a lot of other aides, really had very close access to the president over the entire 4 years. I described her characterization of the White House as being chaotic. What more does she say about what she perceived?
Look, you could see the chaos from the outside, so that's not really a revelation.
Right.
But what stood out to me was how petty everything was and the focus was in the White House. This was a person, Stephanie Grisham, who represented the president during some of the most dramatic moments in our time, including during the pandemic. But there was a lot of focus on staffers consumed by fighting over where they were in the motorcade or photo ops. And the president was getting involved in all of this infighting. And it also showed how the White House was run like a family business by the president, his daughter, his son-in-law, and his wife, and run on their kind of personal whims and personal beefs, and not on what was best for the American people. Grisham called Trump the distant, erratic father we all wanted to please.
I understand she also writes about having a front row seat to Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, right?
Yeah, she was in the room for a series of meetings he had at the G20 in Japan in 2019. She says she heard Trump tell Putin, "I'll be tough on you in front of the cameras. Afterward, we'll talk." And she describes how Putin had this attractive translator who distracted Trump, and how he coughed a lot, and Trump is a germaphobe, to kind of throw Trump off. In these meetings with leaders, Grisham says Trump advocated for the U.S., but he also got bored really easily and made wild promises that the staff would ignore. And he also engaged in some casual racism, although Grisham didn't call it that. But for example, he said Iranians were, in his words, wired for trouble.
Anything else that stood out to you, Ayesha, just quickly?
It shed some light on the First Lady. She was really private. I didn't know that she was so self-conscious about her accent and about that language barrier. So that was something I didn't know.
NPR White House correspondent Ayesha Roscoe, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.